Sharing the story of agriculture to our kids. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We need to educate our students, and they go home and tell their parents and their friends, but they need to know where their food and fiber come from and where the fuel that they have to run their buses and their automobiles.
State Farm Bureau Women's Committee Chairman Jane May speaking on the importance of Tennessee's Ag in the Classroom program. It's been around now for over 30 years, helping to spread the good news to children about the importance of agriculture in our daily lives. State Coordinator for the Ag in the Classroom program is Chris Fleming, and he says when it started in 1980, they maybe had one coloring book available.
Today, we probably have over 100 items, 100 lesson plan booklet. Some of those are very narrow, local in scope. Some of them are national in scope. But we do have over 100 pieces in our Ag Literacy Resource Guide.
And Chris Fleming says the Ag in the Classroom program now has curriculum that focuses on grades K through 5, but materials that are also available and distributed to students all the way through high school. And each summer they hold workshops across the state, and this year over 1,200 teachers attended to help share the message in their classrooms. Hawkins County Farm Bureau Women's Chairman Barbara Winstead.
It's to get the knowledge across to the kids that food just don't magically appear in the stores. A lot of them think, well, let's go to Walmart. That's where all our food comes from. But if something happened and they had to produce their food, they would have a little knowledge of maybe how to go about it.
Parks Wells of the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Board is a member of the Ag in the Classroom State Advisory Council, and he says it's vital that this program continues.
Probably more important now than it ever was before, because we have more resistance or more bad information that comes out. And so Ag in the Classroom program is going to provide accurate information.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.